In last Sunday's Gospel, we read about Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. One time the priest made a mistake. He said Jesus fed 5 people with 5,000 loaves and 2 fish. So on his way out, a little girl, she said, "What's great about that?" He said, "What?" He forgot. She said, "I can do that too." And then he realized that he said Jesus fed 5 people with 5,000 loaves. Anyway, the purpose of food is to provide the strength which keeps us alive. In the Gospel, Jesus makes references to the Holy Eucharist and uses the words life, no more hunger or thirst. Above all, he says, "I myself am the bread of life." Today's Gospel clarifies the sign, the miracle of the loaves and fish. A sign, as you know, signs are very important because they are the primary way by which we communicate with one another. Our lives are surrounded by signs. How many of you realized that we have new stop signs here by the school? How many of you went through the stop signs? You don't have to put your hand up. Just put extra money in the collection basket, as you'll find. There was a lady in San Francisco, this is true story, because it was in the paper, and she used to work at the City Hall. And she used to come down, I believe, McAllister Street all the time. One time it happened, the police was right there, and he stopped her. She said, "What's wrong?" He said, "What's wrong? You just went to a stop sign." I said, "No." She said, "Yes, look behind you." She got out of the car to look, or sure enough, there was a stop sign. So she said to the police, "You know, I have been coming down this road for 30 years. I never seen that stop sign." The bread of life. We do not think a lot about bread anymore. And when we do, we usually try to decide what kind of bread do we want. But in the Middle East, especially in the time of Jesus, bread was very essential. If a family didn't have bread and wine on the table, they were really poor people. Bread and wine. So the point is, unless we can recover a little sense of how essential bread has been in human history, we will miss this to see the meaning of today's liturgy. Jesus says that he is the bread of life. Jesus gives life. He is the essential of life. He can therefore be described as the bread of life. Can we imagine how disappointed Jesus must have been when all what he wanted was to give them eternal relationship with God, to give them a life that has a purpose and a meaning, and all the people wanted was perishable food. All they wanted was bread. Now, what about us? When we come to church to be spiritually fed, do we look for a quick celebration? You know, some people used to call that, is the 9 o'clock a high mass? If you say yes, they say, oh, okay, I go Saturday then. They try to find the shortest way in worshiping God. And our prayer life, we want it as short as possible, and but then we can talk baseball, football, soccer, swimming all day long. Or we can sit before the TV for hours. Why are we so stingy with God? We should seek righteousness and holiness with the same intensity that we seek material things, even more. St. Paul says to us that since we are Christians, we must not live as pagans, concerned only about material things. That we all are now partakers of the one loaf, Jesus Christ. Today, in our need, we come to be nourished by the Holy Eucharist. And as we are nourished, we are called to share. And when we hear, go, the Mass is ended, that is a call to go out and continue breaking and sharing our human and spiritual resources with those in need. That's what the Eucharist is all about. Our presence here makes a difference. The Eucharist changes our behavior, telling us, like Jesus, to be concerned, to share, to identify ourselves with the hungry and hungry for spiritual and material food. In the Holy Eucharist, we can feed upon the life and the vitality that Jesus gives us and be energized to go out and bring Christ's nourishment to God's people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand.